gone up against him so many times back in college. Yep. What makes him so good?
Oh man, he's so patient. You know, he's great in and out his breaks. He drives the ball. Just little things like that. He can run. So
you get up a little bit more for matches like this?
I just go about the game plan, man. I don't get up, don't get too high, don't get too low in this game. I just stay same guy every week. So,
but you know he's gonna be bringing a little extra.
I mean, there's no matter. It don't matter who I go against. I feel like that's the whole game plan. Everybody's gonna try to get up for me. So I just go out there and play my game. And, you know, see what happens.
You got a memory bank on him now. You got a book on him now. I would think after going against him four times, is that so?
Yeah, I played against him quite a bit, and you know, I know what he likes and know what he's good at, and I'm just gonna have to go work him.
He's pretty kind of an all around guy.
He's probably one of the best corners, young corners in the league, man. He does everything well.
Any kind of similarities to maybe a Terrence or a Leon at all?
I think more Leon. You know, very, his technique, his sound and his technique, so.
How much is the Cleveland Jews with Ray Horton similar to what you saw in Pittsburgh, similar to what you saw with Green Man, and same family, same tree of coaches with LeBeau and Capers and Horton?
Yeah, it's similar to more Pittsburgh than anything. You know, with the best corner on me and, you know, sometime rolling me or just sometimes single up, so.
Are you expecting kind of what they do with Ike?
I hope so. Even when they still rode my side a couple times, so we'll see. We'll get there.
I mean, the way they play the technique, it's still a man-to-man game, right?
Yeah.
You guys always emphasize holding on to the ball, no turnovers, all that. Is it more so now, just given how this has played out early this season?
I just feel like we're still gonna, you know, they're gonna emphasize it, but no big stress on it. You know, things happen. It's not like we want to turn the ball over. They're just getting the ball out at great timing. So.
You look like you were a little frustrated at the end of the first half.
Just a little bit, but you know, that happens. You know, there's just a lot of double me, so it happens.
They're doubling you?
Yeah.
I mean, they're doubling you in the second half, too, and they seem to find other people.
Yep, so long the other people's getting open, I'm fine.
That's the thing. You guys have. That's why they went out and got Tyler this year and with Gio. And you guys have more weapons.
Yeah.
Bathead.
Yeah, that's gonna help me out in the long run. Just opening me up a little bit more towards the end. So.
Is that what you talk about when you say you can't get too high or too low? Don't get frustrated because somebody else is gonna.
Exactly. Somebody else gonna make the play, and then as they keep making plays, I'll open more stuff up for me.
Do you find it hard not to get frustrated?
I'm getting used to it. You know, when you're not involved in the game, but it happens like that. Like I said, it comes with the territory, but I'm fine with it. As long as we come up with the W, so.
How's Lionel Jones improved? In what ways have improved?
You know, they route running better. The more understanding of the offense is the biggest part. They're comfortable out there, so they can play fast.
Do